Now Mordecai puts it on the line. Listen to him. They told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. Listen to this now. Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. Don't think you are secure, Queen Esther, just because you're in the palace and you're the queen, because this decree touches you. Now, you must remember there had been another queen, and a decree had been made to set her aside. She'd been set aside. And Esther might take warning from that, might be a lesson to her, that if she thinks the decree would protect her, she's wrong. That decree is that all Jews are to be slain, and she'll be slain. And Mordecai puts it on the line. Now he continues, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place." And I pause just a moment. What other place? I'd love to have been there and ask Mordecai, what other place, Mordecai, would deliverance come from? Would deliverance come from the north or the east or the south or the west? No other place. This man's the world ruler. He's a dictator. And there's not a person on top side of the earth that could deliver her and these people. Who's going to deliver these people? Well, he said, if Esther doesn't move, and she's there, I think Mordecai now detects that the hand of God's been moving. She's there for a purpose. But he says, if you don't, deliverance will come from another quarter. Where? The only other place is above. And this is the closest thing to a reference to God that you have in this book. Deliverance will arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows? Well, God by his providence, and that's obvious now. God by his providence has been moving. He's prepared for this event. God knows what's coming. And that's the reason, friends, that you and I can trust him. We're not putting our hand in one today and trusting one today that has the power to hold us. And he has that. But he knows what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. He knows, and you can trust him. Now, will you notice this? All right, listen to Esther now. I want to say that Mordecai is becoming a noble man in my estimation. I'm sorry I said what I did about him. But at that time, he was just the kind of man I think that he was, and I said he was. But now he's revealing that he's taking a stand for God. He's willing to die for God. Now listen to Esther, and she's going up in my estimation too. Then Esther told them to return Mordecai this answer. Listen to this. These are the words of a noble woman. Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. Why doesn't she say pray? Because they're out of the will of God. Like Jonah on that boat, nothing said about praying, you see. He's out of the will of God. He shouldn't be there. Hard to pray when you're out of the will of God. And so we find here that she just says fast. And I think that prayer went with it, though. But it's not mentioned. She wouldn't dare mention it. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. Now listen to her. And if I perish, I perish. She's willing now to die. And I want to say to you that she now reveals the fact that she's a very noble person. And though out of the will of God, she's now going to be faithful. And again, I have to say it. Let's you and I let God determine who's going to be faithful and who are the faithful ones. Too many of the saints today are trying to judge everybody. Now, let's move on. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now, what's going to happen?